Sunday night, Chavis Halvavis, Shar Yichra Maisa. It was Lamed Adar Aleph today, now it's Aleph Adar Beis. And we're in the Chavis Halvavis, Shar Yichra Maisa, Perek Hamishi, and we're on page Kuf Pehei. And he's talking about the Yetzirah that tells a person whenever you want a good deed, hide. And if you're ever davening publicly, make sure you're davening a very quick Shmona Esrei. No one should chas v'shalom think that you think you're a big tzaddik, and no one should think you're a big tzaddik, because then you'll be a hypocrite because you're not a big tzaddik. And hide anything good you do. And if you ever want to learn, make sure you learn at home, knowing that you won't learn a word at home. And whenever you're davening Shmona Esrei publicly, make sure you're davening a fast Shmona Esrei, knowing that then you won't have any kavana, and so on and so forth. Page Kuf Pehei, line 4, Bal Tetzaveh B'maisa Tov, don't teach people what's right, Al Tazir Meira, don't speak up against evil, Bal Tfarsim Midiyosecha, don't answer questions, people have questions in Halacha, don't let them know that you know anything, Bal Yehena Behen Zula Secha, don't teach people Torah, because you don't want them to give you honor as a Talmud Chacham, because you're not really a Talmud Chacham. In fact, don't show any signs of being a Yirei Hashem. Simon Misimoni Hamishmas Hashem. That's what he's saying to him. You don't want people to give you cover as a Yirei Hashem. So make sure that they see you do things that a Yirei Hashem would never do. And then, if you want to really complete. This is still the Yetzirah talking. If you want to make sure and put a lock on it, be friends with all kinds of people, even people who are not Zohar and Torah and Mitzvahs. Really, you're not supposed to, right? They're going to have an influence on you. Nah, hang around them, go to bars with them. It's very good. And this way, no one will suspect you of being a closet a tzaddik. Don't be zohir from lying and from taking oaths. As they go to bars, eat, drink, be merry, let people see you're a regular guy, a good guy. Copy them. Whatever removes from you, shame our precious min olam azeva anoshov. Make sure you do. In tishbalo b'kach, if you listen to the Yetzirah, so obviously you're going to have bad habits and bad friends, and before you know it, you're going to indeed be transformed into one of them. Yishlol mimcha doscha, it will take away all your frumkeit, all your avodas Hashem, mibli shetargish bo. But tell him as follows. What's Taka the Teretz? It may tafta lo'utzli, if you want to give me eitzes, Oivi, I know you're my enemy. Remember the Chavis Halvavis says in the beginning of this long parak that the biggest enemy in the world you have is the Yetzihara. He wants you to fail. He wants you to... He's your enemy. He's looking to mess you up in the worst possible way. If you want to give me eitzes, you're fighting with me, the tachbulo secha and your tricks, negdi, laros kochi, ulohochish mapalti, to quicken my mapolo, veichevrich minoesh elaremetz, you're taking me from the fire to the frying pan, from the frying pan to the fire. You're telling me to run away from kavod, and kavod would be much better if I would keep Torah mitzvahs. You want me to avoid kavod, avoid hypocrisy, avoid looking like a big tzaddik when really I'm not, avoid people giving me kavod when I don't deserve it, and you're slowly, cleverly, therefore, telling me to pick certain friends and to lead a certain lifestyle that no one will give me kavod. And so what you're doing is from the frying pan into the fire. That's what I'm usually doing. Because if you live a life of keeping Torah mitzvahs and you did it all Hashem kavod, it's immeasurably better than hanging around with these people and never learning, because you end up only learning in your house, and no one should chas v'shalom see you, and in your house you don't learn anything, of course, and then so on and so forth, davening. Very any borech mi'avos hatila v'akavod. I'm running away in your world from being praised and kavod. Elikadosh lo elsa, so that I shouldn't do avodas Hashem b'shvil limtzachem b'nei b'nei adam. What am I running away from? I'm running away from people's approval and praise, and you're trying to get me to a place, but I'm running away so that I should serve Hashem l'shma, right? I shouldn't serve Hashem for ulterior motives. Shouldn't serve Hashem because people will thereby approve of me. But you're luring me into a butz. You're luring me into quicksand. You're luring me into a place where I'm gonna. That's the trick. So what should a person do? He's gonna say in a couple of lines. But he's saying, Tell Yetzara, you're bringing me from the frying pan into the fire. Keeping Torah is immeasurably better, even if you're doing it for the sake of kavod, than not keeping it. And you want me to not keep it. That's where I'm headed for. Vatomitzava osi lisnos lohem. To hang around people who have no concern whatsoever about avodas Hashem, im aznachas avodas Hashem. Omnom, in truth, ro'oi li lahaster ma'asai, I should hide my good deeds. Imu nase b'shleimus b'li yediyas b'nei adam also. If I would know those things that I know I'm going to do, even if no one's watching me, so then I should do it with no one watching me. If I'm sure that I will learn it all, if I'm sure, those things that I will do, say, give stock a besaser. So if you're sure that you have a choice now today. I have an envelope of 1,000 shekel. So it's a, give it no matter what. It's taka haya madrega. No denying that. If you give it to say sir, and no one knows about it, and you don't get covered. Very high madrega. But that's if you know you're going to give the envelope. But if you push it off and say, okay, I'll now mix it with the regular money, I don't want to give it now. Now if I give it, there's an appeal in shul now, let's say. Say if I give it now, everybody's going to know about it. So you put it back in your pocket, and there it stays in your pocket. If it will be done, b'li yediyas b'nei adam also, without people knowing about it. But if it's something, oh, there's another point. If it's something that can be done privately, but if we're talking about something that by nature is done in public, kigoyin tefillah b'tzibur, right? You have to daven b'tzibur. You're not going to daven at home so that no one should see that you're daven with kavana. It's something which is you daven b'tzibur. Or teaching people Torah, teaching people what's right. By nature, that has to be done publicly. People have to know about that. If it's built in that people, I said one way, Chayilov says that later. Right now he's saying this. He's saying this. Something that can be done in private, bishleimus, do it in private, bishleimus. But things, this is his first, he's going to say a few points. We're not going to learn everything tonight. In fact, we have to stop in a minute. He's making a few points. He's going to make a few points in explaining how to go about this.
But who is he saying?
He's saying, point one is, things that by nature are public, so then of course you're going to do them publicly. And don't let the Yetzirah talk you out. You're not going to do it at all. And by nature, if davening b'tzibur, or teaching Torah or giving Musar or telling people what's right and what's wrong. Vafatzos Torah vasiyos chesed. So you have to stand up and do it. And any talk about refraining from doing it because people are going to see is Yetzirah talk. Things that by nature are public have to be done publicly, and you have to work on yourself to do it with purity of motive. So that's like level one. He's going to say a few points in these halachas there, but this is step one. Something that by nature is public, so don't listen to the Yetzirah. Go do it publicly, and we'll deal with purity of ma'aseh.
Does he say who public is, though? Because he made the statement a couple of lines ago that says you don't want to hang around people who don't observe halakot and stuff like that. Well, don't you also want to be able to influence them by your actions?
Something else he's talking about now when you're picking your friends. See, and the Yetzirah is talking and say you're going to hang around these guys who are masmidim, and so people are going to think you're elitist, and people are going to think you're Baal Gaiva. Go hang around with the bums in the back of the Beis Medrash that don't learn. Let's say in yeshiva, right? Go hang around with those guys and befriend them, so no one should think you think you're a besser mensch. Meanwhile, you become friends with them. You're not talking about the guy that's ready and capable and able to go influence them. He's talking about a guy that's a peer that's going to be influenced by them if he hangs around them, and let him pick better friends and not worry about the gaiva angle.